You are listening to Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford on ESPN 850 WKNR.
Elk and Elk, serious lawyers for serious injuries. Call 1-800-ELK-OHIO. Elk and Elk, proud sponsor of the Cleveland Browns. Go Browns. Nathan Zagura, Matt Wilhelm. We're going to go to the phone lines now on a Call Your Shot Friday. 216-578-0850. We've got Don in Ashland. Don, welcome to the show.
What's going on, Nate and Matt? Thanks for taking my call, guys.
Not too much, man. You got it.
Hey, first off, I want to say I want to say thank you to the ownership and the coaching staff. But, you know, Jimmy Haslam, what he did this offseason and making a decision that nobody saw coming, and we didn't know what was going to happen when he made a decision. But to get Ray Farmer in here, a GM that finally understands football, player personnel, and then to have a coach to go along with it and doing what they've done with this Cleveland Browns team and finally getting my team that I've rooted for the past 20-some years to finally play football the way we need to be played is great. So this weekend, I want to say that the Browns are going to come away with this one pretty well with a 24-10 win over the Houston Texans.
Love that, man.
Let's go, Browns, GFB. All right, let's go to Mike in Youngstown now. What's up, Mike?
Nothing, gentlemen. As usual, go Bucks.
Go Bucks.
This weekend, too.
That's right. Got to keep it rolling.
There you go. Matt, I want to ask you a question. Did
yes.
you know Nick Siciliano?
I did not.
He was Pat. He was after. I used to coach him when he was young.
Oh, great.
He was, when Trestle was there, he was, like, with the quarterbacks.
Okay, cool.
All right, anyway, you know, I don't want to wish ill on anybody, but, you know, if the report's right and Foster's not playing, that's huge.
Oh, it's absolutely huge. I think, you know, the Houston Texans hang their offensive game plan centered around Arian Foster, both in the backfield and out of the backfield as a receiver. And I think it just, again, continues to build the optimism for us in this football game. Nathan's talked about it all week that it's a must-win game for us to keep this rolling, to take our show on the road for the next 2 weeks, win again at First Energy Stadium, have all the momentum and confidence, continue to get that national confidence as well, realizing and showing everybody that we're real. With or without Arian Foster, again, at the end of the season, when it comes playoff time, that win in this column doesn't show, whoa, they beat the Houston Texans without Arian Foster. That doesn't matter. You know, this football team is firing on all cylinders from the top down, and we need to continue to do that and hold suit at home.
A win is a win. There are no easy ones. The Browns aren't going to have Jordan Cameron. They don't have Josh Gordon. They're not going to have Phil Taylor. We're not sure about Tashaun Gibson. That's what happens.
Listen, no Alex Mack.
No Alex Mack. It happens.
We've got our own problems.
We've got our own injury issues. Everybody in the NFL does. And the Browns, though, I did like that John McClain thinks that Arian Foster is worth 6 points to that Texans team. And he's the centerpiece of their offense. And when you put in a new quarterback, you always want to have at least your core competency still intact. And that could be a big break for the Browns. Even if he plays, there's no way he's 100%. If he's been this limited with a groin injury in this kind of cold, how hard is it as a player when you have that type of a muscle injury to get it warm and get it loose and keep it loose in a game that will be as cold as the one played Sunday?
It's tough. To talk personally, I've had a calf injury. I actually had a tear in my calf, missed a substantial part of training camp, got it better for the opener, played in the opener. We went to New England, a cold environment in the middle of September, and I warmed it up extremely well. I started the football game, was starting the football game as a linebacker, but also still on the punt team, the one special team that I partook in, and covering a punt, hitting full speed, the calf gave out on me again in the middle of the game. So, and missed the rest of that game, missed the next game. So this is a muscular injury as opposed to a bone injury at this point in the season, or a bruise, is a much bigger factor because he's got to warm it up properly and then be able to be 100%. Otherwise, he actually hurts the Texans more than he helps them.
Right, you got to be. And today, apparently, here's an update from Bill O'Brien. He said that Arian Foster was he was very limited in practice today. He's a game time decision, has not ruled him out yet. But again, he said he will also do what's best for Arian in this case. So that could be, again, another little bit of a hint that perhaps he will be shut down, as more people are talking about now around on Twitter. You can see more reports coming in that Arian Foster is not expected to play. We'll find out on Sunday, obviously. That's when we'll get to that. When we come back, the Kia will join us, not in studio due to the snow, the inclement weather. I guess he wasn't brave enough to head out
this
way.
He's weak.
Come on, man. It's a kid.
It's a kid, but he's weak right now.
He's weak right now. He's not all weather.
No,
like
he's
the
not.
Cleveland football Browns.
That's right.
But he'll be back for a little Friday forecast. Get that money and still to come. Matt and I will pick the games in the NFL here in week number 11. That's all coming up right after this on ESPN 850 WKNR. Zagura Wilhelm, CBD.